Hopefully not. Hopefully not. Hopefully we can get back to some sort of normalcy. We can get you on the East Coast and we can have a big old party 6 feet apart.
Oh, I'm coming, man. Yeah. That was my favorite thing in the world when I did that first tour. That was my first time I ever set foot on the East Coast. And it was, I remember I was sun tanning in Dartmouth. The next day I literally thought I was going to die when I was with my radio promo person as he drove me through a blizzard down to, what is it, the Annapolis Valley?
Annapolis Valley, right? Yeah.
Yeah. I was seriously tanning yesterday, and now you have me in a Honda Civic going through a blizzard on the East Coast. I didn't know what was happening.
That is our weather. Like, we have a beautiful week right now, double digits, supposed to be around 21 today. And tomorrow it could snow.
Man, well, you got to spin my song today because my song is weather dependent. That's the problem.
Well, hopefully by playing it, it will keep the weather the way it is now.
That's my hope. Yeah. I'm going to be a good omen.
So, Dani, with all of this going on, how have you been keeping busy?
Like I said, I do everything on my own, so I've actually never been as busy, which is lovely, right? Yeah. It's super lovely. I've just been, doing the music thing, really trying to prep this release, learning, researching. I've actually done a ton of research. This is maybe boring for you, but it's super interesting to me. Believe it or not, I am however many years in, a decade into doing this music thing, and my husband was in a pretty successful band there for a while, so I've watched them all do it. Mind you, he was a drummer, so he did zero business. But but I'm just learning all about the rights, all the different rights we have as musicians, and royalties, and where they come from, and it's just actually, I encourage any artists that are out there like me doing it by themselves to really dive deep. It is wild when I'm finding out. And I'm not one of those bitter people. I actually find everything really fascinating, and you just have to learn how to grow with how music is evolving with all the streaming and everything like that. And so I've just kind of just been researching and trying to steer my career where it needs to go.
So basically, you've dug down the music rabbit hole.
Yeah, I really have. So, and it's funny because I'm getting a lot of calls from other artists that are like, "Hey, how did you do this? How did you do that?" Which has been, it's a really fun roller coaster, this musician ride.
So, Dani, what is the first thing you're going to be doing? Restrictions lifted. What's the first thing you do when you get out of the house?
100% I will be getting on the road.
Yeah.
Because you want to know what? When that tour was booked, I was flying to Halifax on March 23rd, the only thing that had my stomach, because I'm a touring musician, I love it, but as I told you, I have a family, so I was sick to my stomach over leaving the family for 8 weeks, because that's how long I was going to be gone. And I will tell you, after this pandemic, I am ready to leave. I'm ready. I'll be peace out, kids. Peace out, husband.
Yeah.
I will see you when I see you.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the first
Willie thing Nelson I'm playing ready. On the road again and gone.
Yeah. I'll be have fun homeschooling, babe. I will be in Halifax.
We'll send him pictures of us on a beach with a margarita.
I 100% will, man. Oh, my gosh. I will not, that is, now, I mean, having said that, I feel like that might be a little farther away from everything else that's getting the green light. But, I really think, once it's open, there's a possibility of house concert tours and that kind of thing. So, again, that's part of my research. It's how do I get on the road? What does that look like now?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, that's what I'm going to be doing.
I find the future of music not in jeopardy, but very interesting how things are going to change.
It is. Yeah. There's, especially, I'm sure you, like me, I'm sure our social media feeds are just filled with musicians. And, it's scary, man. If you are the musician, that has a giant team around you, up until now, they've kind of been in the dark on the behind the scenes. So it's terrifying. It's absolutely terrifying. to think what the future is. But mm-hmm. I'm seeing that exactly what you said. It's not, I mean, it's going to be different, man. We're not going to be, there's going to be no mosh pits, I'll tell you that much. as unfortunate as that is.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's doomsday. I think there's going to be ways around it. And mm-hmm. these house concerts have been creeping up all across the country that, you know, not a lot of people know about, but there's like full platforms for it. And believe it or not, like your area was quite a hub. It was really, really cool when I was like researching them. So I mean, it's possible. It's going to happen. And those concerts are the best concerts. Mm-hmm. You get an intimate show and get to hang out, you know, with some touring artists and stuff and hear their stories and see their secret talents. It's great.
Awesome. Dani, thank you so much for your time today. Love the new tune. Can't wait till this is all over so we can get you back on the East Coast. And maybe then we'll again reveal your secret talent when I have you live in studio.
I love it. Thanks, Cruz. It's always a pleasure, man.